Does God always heal us from our afflictions? Does He always give us a miraculous turnaround? Answers come your way next in Pastor Paul Shepherd's Destined for Victory message, dealing with heartbreak and loss. Before we start, though, Pastor joins me to talk about a special thank you gift we've reserved just for you. Pastor, you recently shared this message on Destined for Victory, Are All Marriages Really Made in Heaven? That message can be heard on demand through the Destined for Victory app or online at pastorpaul.net. But you also developed a booklet by the same title. And I know you want everyone listening to have a copy. So tell us about the booklet. Inquiring minds want to know, are all marriages really made in heaven?
Well, I'm glad you asked the question. I wrote this booklet because I wanted to make sure people heard a perspective that may not be all that common in certain circles. You know, there are some people who sort of take for granted, if you want to get married, God's going to give you a spouse. It's kind of an automatic thing. Mm-hmm. And there are other people who assume God has already pre-selected for them the person that they are to marry. And, you know, so in this booklet, I kind of unpack those themes and help people broaden their perspective. For instance, that whole question of does God choose your spouse for you? And some people believe that. I call it the Cinderella theory, where there's this one person whose foot perfectly fit this slipper, and that's who the prince was supposed to marry. And that's a real romantic idea. But I get people to understand not everyone sees it that way. Some do. And, you know, according to your faith, be it unto you, as far as I'm concerned. But I think there are other people, I'm one of them, who always bought into the not so much there's one Cinderella and I'm searching the whole world looking for this one person. But my theory was more any good size eight will do. And, you know, that's the theory that I kind of think a lot of Christians live by, meaning God has given us a pattern of the things we ought to look for in a life companionship. And so as we explore relationships, we come to see, oh, this would be a really good thing. Now, we should do it prayerfully. We should never leave the Lord out of the equation. But at the end of the day, I wanted to give people a broader perspective on questions like this.
And that broader perspective comes your way in the form of this new booklet from Pastor Paul, Are All Marriages Really Made in Heaven? It's our thank you gift today by request for your generous donation to Destined for Victory. All you do is call 855-339-5500 to give over the phone or visit pastorpaul.net to make a safe and secure donation online. You can also mail your gift to Destined for Victory, Post Office Box 1767, Fremont, California, 94538.
Does God always give His people a miraculous turnaround? That's the question I want you to ask and answer through the course of this message. Does God always give His people a miraculous turnaround? Or to put it another way, are there times when God does not grant the miracle or the request we've made?
It's a fascinating question, isn't it? And it's one that deserves an answer. Does God always give us a miraculous turnaround the way He did for Job, for Joseph, and for so many others? Or are there times when He doesn't grant that miracle? On today's Destined for Victory, Pastor Paul Shepherd answers this important question by taking us to the story of a familiar Old Testament figure. Now, here's Pastor Paul, Senior Pastor at Destiny Christian Fellowship in Fremont, California, with today's Destined for Victory message, dealing with heartbreak and loss.
Job went through hell on earth, but at the end of the book of Job, you see God bringing him through miraculously, giving him children, giving him his wealth back, and he came out looking so good at the end of that, even circumstantially. He was blessed in tremendous ways. And then when you think about Joseph, you know what happened. Yes, he went through that hellish experience where he was in jail for 10 to 13 years for a crime he did not even commit. Imagine being a felon and in jail for something you didn't do. And he had to go through all of that, as well as previously, of course, the betrayal of his own brothers. But despite that, think about it. At the end, God blessed that man and gave him a promotion he wasn't about to deserve. Why? He was not an Egyptian, but here he is, the second in command in the entire nation of Egypt. God blessed him circumstantially in such a wonderful way. And then, of course, Mary and Martha went through the disillusionment of calling their best friend Jesus, and he didn't respond till 4 days later. And they were completely disillusioned. Why in the world would he do this to us? But look at what happened when he showed up. When he shows up, he stands at that tomb and says, "Lazarus, come forth." And Lazarus was raised from the dead. So in all three of those cases from the previous message, circumstantially, those people came out really in really great shape. That poses for me a question that I need to help you ask and answer in your own life. See, I'm a disciple maker. That's what God called us all to be. Go and make disciples. And as a pastor, teacher in the body of Christ, I have to be diligent in the making of disciples. Now, if I'm going to do that, I've got to be true to the word, and I've got to help people work through the real everyday questions. I don't believe in church that always just shouts you and makes you happy. If church isn't helping you think, if church isn't helping you deal with your everyday life, then church is not doing you much good. I don't need just somebody to stir me up. If I want to get stirred up, I'll buy a good record. I need somebody to help me live. I need somebody to help me deal with the hell I got to go through sometimes. And so I can't just say, "Oh yeah, Job came out and God gave him double for his trouble. Oh, Joseph came out and he was second in command of Egypt. And Mary and Martha had their brother come back home." Yes, all that's true, but that's not everybody's testimony. So I got to help people who say, "Well, I didn't get a Job experience. I didn't get a Joseph experience. I didn't get a Lazarus experience. Am I left behind because I didn't get those?" The answer is no, and I'm going to prove it to you in the rest of this message. So the question we need to pose is, does God always give his people a miraculous turnaround? That's the question I want you to ask and answer through the course of this message. Does God always give his people a miraculous turnaround? Or to put it another way, are there times when God does not grant the miracle or the request we've made? I need to preach that, because if you hear all these folks singing and shouting, talking about what God did for them, and you look at your life and say, "He didn't do nothing like that for me," then I need to be able to help you grapple with that. You too are his child. You too are in his plan. And he has a way to bring you out as well. So we're going to walk through that in the remaining time here. To do that, I want you to look with me at a passage of scripture in 2 Samuel, the second book of Samuel in the Old Testament. Now, before we get to the passage, let me explain what we'll be dealing with. You know very well that David, for all of his being a man after God's own heart and all of that, David, when he messed up royally. I can relate. I don't do much that's just commonplace. If I'm going to go, I'm going to go big. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people who, even when we do wrong big. That's what David did. And here he was, for all the blessing of God in his life. He's the king. He's had a wonderful run. Things been going well. And one night he sends his army out to attack the enemy, and he decides, I'm not going. Now, kings in those days went to war with their soldiers. He decided, I'm going to take some R&R. And he stayed back. And he stayed home, they out there fighting. And he went up on his roof one night and looking around, and he saw this pretty little child bathing. And he saw her, and he saw her, and he saw her. Y'all get my drift? He didn't say, oh, Lord Jesus, and then run back in the house. He stayed up on the roof and continued to behold. And you know the story. Lust filled his heart and mind, and he decided, I want her. He had her come to the palace. He spent the night with her, sent her back. After they had a Luther Vandross, if you don't know what I said, don't even worry about it. Bottom line, she got pregnant. Sent word. He said, oh, man. All right, what are we going to do? They said, well, her husband's out there fighting your battle right now. He said, oh, all right, let's bring him home on leave. And you know what happened. A man is such a soldier. Uriah won't drink, but the king insists. And Uriah won't even go in the house. He sleeps outside of the bedchamber because he refuses to act like he's a civilian when he's a soldier. And so when David heard he won't go in with his wife, that's when he sent the wine. And he sent the wine over, but he still would not cave in. He said, no, I'm a soldier. My countrymen are fighting right now, and I'm going to behave myself here. He did what the king should have done. But how many know just cause you are supposed to do right doesn't mean you automatically do right? And the king blew that royally. So the man won't cooperate with the king, and the king is desperate because now he's trying to cover his sin.
We'll be right back with more of today's Destined for Victory message with Pastor Paul Shepherd, so don't go away. Psalm 107 verse 6 says that they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. That is the power of prayer. And today our ministry team would like to pray for you. Use the contact feature at the top of the homepage at PastorPaul.net and send us your request anytime. That's PastorPaul.net. While you're there, be sure to request your free copy of Pastor Paul's monthly letter of encouragement. But right now, let's go back to Pastor Paul Shepherd for the second half of today's message, dealing with heartbreak and loss.
And you know the story. He sends the man back to the army with sealed orders. What he is taking back is David telling the commander on in the field, put Uriah out on point at the front of the battle, and then have the troops withdraw from him. How cold-blooded is that? Sin can make a fool out of all of us. And he has the man killed. David is not only now an adulterer, he is now a murderer. The Bible tells us these kinds of things because it wants to show us all the things we need to know. Things written aforehand are written for our learning. And so he's an adulterer and a murderer. And he's hoping he's gotten away with it. But God sees everything. And here in 2 Samuel 12, that's where I want you to join me. After this has happened and he's hoping that he's gotten away with it, God sends a prophet named Nathan. Look at verse 13 of 2 Samuel 12. So David said to Nathan, I've sinned against the Lord. Because, you know, the story, the earlier verses, Nathan told him a little story. And the point of the story was one man who had access to so much did so wrong by somebody else. And when David got mad hearing about this man, got mad, said, go get him. Nathan looked at him and said, well, you the man. Look in the mirror. If you want to confront him, just go to the mirror. Now look what it says. David says, I've sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said, the Lord also has put away your sin. Let me tell you something. I don't care how wrong you've been, and we've all been wrong. And no need of you comparing your wrong to somebody else's wrong. Yeah, but I was never as shady as David. No, don't waste your time comparing sins. You're on the Titanic like everybody else. When you're on the Titanic, no need of bragging about which cabin you were in. I was on the Royal Promenade. The whole thing going down. And so he says, God said, he's put away your sin. You shall not die. Thank God for grace. However, look at verse 14. Because by this deed, you have given great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. The child also who is born to you shall surely die. Then Nathan departed to his house. The Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife bore to David. Look at how the Bible describes her. That's that man's wife that you killed. Uriah's wife bore to David, and it became ill. So the child is ill now. Look at verse 16. David therefore pleaded with God for the child. David fasted and went in and lay all night on the ground. So the elders of his house arose and went to him and to raise him up from the ground, but he would not, nor did he eat food with them. Then on the seventh day, it came to pass that the child died. He's forgiven, but God said, you're going to suffer the consequences. See, forgiveness doesn't always mean a reset of everything. Sometimes forgiveness is get right with God and then wait to see what God's going to do with you now. And so he wanted, okay, I'm forgiven. So Lord, heal the child. Don't let him die. But God says, no. You have caused other people to blaspheme my name, and I'm going to discipline you and let you experience the consequence of what you have done. And so he's prayed and fasted these days, but the child dies. Quick question. Have you ever experienced tragedy or heartbreak or loss on a very painful level? Many of us have. We know what it's like to have something, nothing short of a trauma, of a tragedy take place in our lives. And the fact is, we live in a sin-cursed world. This is one of the reasons Pastor Paul is respected as a preacher, a balanced preacher of the word by so many, because there's a whole lot of candy store theology out here. There's a whole lot of preachers that really need to open up a candy store, because that's what they do, give people sweets all the time. And the fact of the matter is, if we're going to be true to the word, you can't build a life on sweet tarts and M&Ms. You got to build a life on foundational truth. And the fact of the matter is, I can't tell you like some folk, God always going to do this and that, and always going to give you a miracle, and always going to. No, he will not. Sometimes his plan calls for something different. And furthermore, we live in a sin-cursed world. And sometimes what we go through is really has nothing to do with how good we live. You can be living ever so right, but you live in a sin-cursed world among sinful people, and the world system is dominated by the ultimate sinner, Satan himself. The result is we are in this world, and we have to experience some of the fallout of the curses of sin in this world. Paul said in Romans 8, the time is coming when creation will be redeemed as the Lord comes back and resets everything. But until then, he said, creation is groaning. Creation is groaning, earthquakes and all kinds of things going on, even in the physical world, because of sin. And folks, we got to live here. And sometimes a bullet is not aimed at a child of God, but they can be shot just like other people. I know you would love to believe literally nothing can harm me. Well, when God says so, he will keep the enemy from taking you out. But the fact is, there are many who have met an untimely death who knew the Lord, but we would look at it and say, boy, we sure wanted to see them have many more years on earth. There are things in this world, there are mysteries in this world that you need to do yourself a favor and stop trying to explain and figure out all the time. Sometimes stuff happens. It happens. I say it's stuff. All right, y'all know it happens and we don't like it, but we have to go through it. And the boy died. We've all experienced tragedies. I have preached the funeral of a days old child. That is not fun. Little casket that you can just hold with your hands like this. Days old infant. I have preached their funeral and mother and father and family weeping. And I'm trying to bring comfort to a difficult situation. In January of 2020, just before 2 months before the pandemic hit, my wife and I are in Dallas at the funeral of Dr. Lois Evans, who was a dear friend of ours. We met the Evans in 1999. When Dr. Evans and I were both preachers at a major conference, and the conference leader said to me, I want you to meet Dr. Evans. I was scared. I said, that's Dr. Evans. I ain't nothing but Paul. Why? You sure you want me to? He said, no. I'm setting you all up for lunch. Come to lunch. And my wife and I went to lunch, and there was Dr. Tony Evans and his wife Lois, and we met them and had lunch with them and began to fellowship and what have you. And he has been a valuable person in my life. He's the one who shortly after that really encouraged me to get into writing. Now I'm writing books because of the encouragement and enlightenment I got from him and all that. But his wife also really took to Meredith, and the two of them became close friends, and she became a friend of mine as well. And she, sister, Dr. Lois Evans is one of the dearest people we knew. And we had to sit there and watch her. She had an aggressive form of cancer. Saints had prayed over the country and other parts of the world for her healing. And yet she transitioned from earth to glory at, I think, 70 years old. We wanted to see her live much longer. She was such a valuable friend. In our darkest time as a couple, she was right there. When we had our celebration of restoration service in San Jose at a major church there, thousands of people, Dr. Lois Evans was sitting there grinning, excited because of what God was doing in our lives and marriage. We loved her so much, but love couldn't keep her here. Stuff happens, saints, and we have to learn the lessons that will bring us through those. So the bottom line is that tough things happen to people. And it's not because we don't know the Lord. It's just because we live in a sin-cursed world.
Thanks so much for being here for today's Destined for Victory message, dealing with heartbreak and loss. To learn more about the Destined for Victory Media Ministry or the special gift reserved for you as you give generously to the ministry today, visit PastorPaul.net. That's PastorPaul.net.
Although God still works miracles today, we are not guaranteed a miraculous and positive answer every time we pray. But God promises to give us His grace, peace, and strength to overcome the heartbreak and loss life sometimes brings.
That's tomorrow in Pastor Paul Shepherd's message dealing with heartbreak and loss. Until then, remember, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion. In Christ, you are destined for victory.